Shanti, and good afternoon to everyone. We have an hour together, actually a little less than an hour together, to explore a very interesting and important topic. What are the best practices for listening and digesting the most beautiful song of the universe? And who best to explore this with than Baba's Nightingale? She knows how to listen, digest, and sing very well. So together we have the chance to have Sudesh Didi, who's been in Gyan for almost 60 years now, and who from very early on was asked not only listen to the Murli from Baba directly, so 1957, so at least 12 years of some exposure with Brahm Baba directly as the instrument for the Murli. But she was also asked quite early on to take up teacher's training. So my first question for Sudesh Didi is, when you had a group in front of you, a group of new students who'd heard the introduction of the soul, the supreme soul, the cycle, karma and everything, they had the skeleton of the knowledge. And then the step was to tell them what the Murli is about. Or how did you teach the teachers how to introduce what the Murli is and how important it is? What did you tell them?
So new students, those who have just finished the course, to tell them how to listen to Murli.
Mm. How to listen, but also what is the Murli? Because you've not heard of that word before. Especially for us in the West, even the word Murli is a new word for us. Mm. We've never heard, so in Hindi it has some significance, but for us in the West it doesn't have a significance. So bringing you back in the past where you had to tell the new students or tell the teacher what the Murli is and the importance of the Murli, and in the West, in your experience, how did you bring to lit up the interest for the Murli?
What is Murli? They have heard the word Murli, but I explain what is the Murli. Murli means the magic fruit of knowledge. Murli means which opens our heart. Murli means versions of God. Murli means the knowledge given by God. Murli means to develop the relationship with God as God our teacher. When we take the course, we do understand the knowledge of the self, the Supreme Soul, Dharma, Karma philosophy, how the world cycle spins. It's all these seven lessons or seven chapters. But in fact, that is at that level, it's information. 7 days course is not really the knowledge, that is information. So information, for example, sometime I have used the language, this kind of thing. You have a map, A to Z. At that time we used to have A to Z, makeup book or map
of all the streets in the UK, in London.
So then how to go there, where to go, then all the maps were there. Now, by holding A to Z in your hand, you cannot reach the destination. You have a map, and then you have to actually travel. And so then you are becoming aware, though it is written how many miles it is there to reach there, but then vision that you have, experience you have, it's only when you yourself are going there and you are able to then relate it to others. So it is not only just information. Murli is not only information, but it is something for understanding, experiencing, and also realizing that it's a path I need to continue. I'm following the path. So I have a destination for that. And so you do not cover the journey. Just the other map you can perhaps cover the journey in one day. But this is actually the journey of life. And so this is why we need to study properly. It's a study. When I was in London, in front of Global House, a person on a scooter riding was sitting there. 2-3 days I saw him sitting there. I say, what are you doing? Because you... He says, no, I'm studying. I'm studying to drive taxi. I say, you're studying to drive taxi? He says, yes, it's a study, because then I go myself and where the small routes are, where is the dead end of the lane, how which route is longer, which route is nearer. It's a question of discovering the self. And so in the same way, it's a study. The spiritual knowledge is a study. You have to discover yourself, not just by holding the map in the hand. And so discover, it means something is hidden in it. So I use the word discover. It's a discovery which is connected with recovery. So, because Garrison Murli is also not only just education for us, but it is a very powerful method of purification. It's a very powerful method of transformation. And so it's not just that, okay, I have finished the course. Course is finished. But in order to fill the self with spiritual force, we need to study Murli properly. And that power of purification, transformation, comes through the Murli. This is why we need to study Murli.
And I think that all of us have decided to embark on that journey, right? And every day we, with great intention, sit and listen to the Murli. And at the beginning, I don't know if that we've suspended all beliefs and disbeliefs, but it seems that the Murli is having a very great impact on the soul, and we remember a lot of points, and we can discuss it with others. There's almost instant intoxication. So what is it about this that disappears after a while?
So in fact, we are, sometimes it is carelessness. It is great intoxication. We listen, and some things we do not want to listen. Something we want to listen. And sometimes we think that I have heard it many times. As we go further on, we become little bit careless, because we think that I know what Baba is going to speak, because he's just revising the course. Baba is just revising the course. I have heard about the cycle, I have heard about the karma philosophy, I have heard about the soul conscious, God conscious. and so we are not really paying attention. Or it is also experienced that we do pay attention, but it is not full attention. At that time, mind is also thinking something else. It's a partial, so some percentage attention is in the Murli, and some percent of attention is what I have to do during the day, what, how I have to contact someone, I'm remembering something else that I... So it is not really focused that yes, I am just to hear Baba's Murli. And so this was as much percentage of my attention is, that was it is that we are able to retain. And also interest. How much really I am interested to learn the new aspects. Sometimes, as I say, I do not want to hear, because sometimes words are strong and I just want to hear only the sweet Murli, because Murli means sweet. Sweet knowledge. Because Baba says, sweet children, sweet children. But I always used example for myself or for the students. I explain this, and all example I have used. As Murli is the magic flute. It is the music of the snake charmer. The snake charmer plays the flute. And the snake begins to dance. Now this poisonous sting or tongue of the snake, because dancing, enjoying also comes up. The snake charmer has a technique to take this poisonous sting out. It used to be in technique with them, with a silken or very special device, handkerchief or whatever, to take the sting out, the poisonous sting out. Now the snake is there, but this poisonous sting is not there. And that snake becomes the source of entertainment for others and the method or the source of income for him, because he plays the flute, snake charmer plays the flute, and this is in the childhood we used to see in India. And the snake is in the basket, will come up and dance, and then he would just put this snake in somebody's neck, and the person is very happy, the snake is not biting. Why? Because the snake, this poisonous sting it out. So here Baba's Murli is, we are listening, and then sometimes we react to it, or poison sanskaras, or our addictions, or our vices, or our weaknesses, or our realization, they become more like are visible. And we think that it's not good, I don't want to have it, I'm afraid of it. But Baba is telling that I have helped you, I have come to help you to remove that. And so it means when I am understanding that this is for my own benefit, I should not, why should I react to the words, strong words that Baba is using? He is not using the strong words to me to scold me, but he is using the strong word to draw attention. And so the same, this negative tendencies or my weaknesses then change into virtues. And so it means that I should have also this courage to hear Baba's strong words, because he is also the doctor. Sometimes he gives the strong medicine. Because if it is a fever and it needs quinine, it needs the bitter medicine. And so, it's for my benevolence, for my benefit. So it is, this realization is needed, trust is needed. And the carelessness, some people forget it, or careless is because they are thinking it's a revision. Day before yesterday, this point I had also heard. Or anywhere, every day is the same thing. Children, be soul conscious. Children, remember Baba. Children, you have to return home. That I know. I have heard this. Same words again and again. But we forget that Murli, this knowledge, is the food for the soul. It is my nourishment. It is food for the soul. And I am eating food, drinking water, since I was just 2 days old or the day one. I don't say I have been drinking water since so many years. Same water again and again. Same water, morning, afternoon, evening, daytime. How many times I drink the water and now it is fashion or it is necessary that we should drink the same water. We don't say, why same bottle I am holding every day, same water again and again. Because it is necessary for me, so I should actually listen and drink same again and again. Otherwise, dehydration. So it's very important that I should drink. It's food. I am eating bread. From the moment I learn to eat bread, I don't say same bread. Same wheat, same rice, same vegetables. So just like food, of course it's a variety, depends on the cook. How interesting ingredients he mixed in it and makes it tasty. And this is also with the murli. Sometimes it's very interesting. But ingredients, original ingredients is the same. So when I understand it's important, it's my food and drink for me, for my health, for spiritual health, for my own development. Same thing is, it is medicine. So I need, if I have a chronic disease, we have chronic disease since 2500 years, this disease of what we understand, we call it negative traits, we call it defects, we call it vices, we can call it influence, we can call it our old sanskaras, no matter what our words we use, but it is a weakness which we react to the situations and we are not able to, capable to face the problems. And so this disease is there. When it's a chronic disease, then doctor describes something, he gives us, prescribes some kind of particular medicine, and it's a course that how long you have to take until this disease is uprooted. And so this is why it's a medicine, so I need to take complete course. And then, for example, you have a cough or you have fever, and then you took this medicine, you said, oh yes, now it's better. You don't say to the doctor, doctor, yesterday you gave me the same medicine, please change it. Same day medicine, I said, it's nice, please give me the same what yesterday you gave. And so we feel that we are getting better. We feel that transformation is taking place. So why not the same only revise it?
I think you're touching an important point. If we get used to Baba's, the mirror that comes with the murli, if we have an interest in changing, but maybe sometimes we don't feel we change, and especially not from one day to the other. We may feel that we've changed, especially when we meet someone we haven't seen for years, and we, in through their eyes, can see that we've changed. But it's rare that we can see our change from one day to the other. Would that be one of the reasons why eventually there's maybe not carelessness, but disheartenment that comes?
Now see, because this change is a very subtle change. In the beginning, so why enthusiasm goes down and we feel that we are not changing or not so much change is visible and we begin to doubt ourselves. See, when we are new, we feel a contrast, no? This anger, we used to react very quickly or lose hope in ourselves or body conscious, we could recognize there was body consciousness. And we have a recognition, and so we are able to see the contrast. And then because we recognize the change in our, means contrast in ourselves, and others also comment, because they can see my reaction to the situation is not as before I react, but I immediately able to control, or I feel, I say sorry, or they... Sincerity is visible. They see that I am really not I want to please them, but because I am studying and I want to see some change in myself, that's why I came, because I want to enhance my personality. I have recognized what is it that which does not bring satisfaction in my life, or what it is that I am feeling that I want to progress but still I cannot progress. And I know the reason, what is the reason I am not progressing. So it means that we learn to become teacher for our own selves as well.
We learn to become teacher for
ourselves. Yeah, because when we are honest, we are able to check that this thing, it was, I changed only superficially to please others. Perhaps that I lose my respect, and so I should be this, I should have discipline, I should have respect, I should not react like this. That is because I want to please others, that is body conscious change. That is not change, that is superficial change, to please others. And when honesty is there, then I change really sincerely, the behavior changes, or I realize that percentage was less as much I am capable to transform myself, but I was little bit careless in honesty. But in fact, what I was saying, that when we are new, a change is visible, and it is natural, because according to our physical growth, when we are children, after few months or some time, shoes become small, clothes become small, number changes, and we feel that this is for my younger brother or my younger sister, I need new clothes. And I see that I am grown up, I am growing up, visible, no? And I say, oh, this dress is too small for me, so it means I have grown bigger. A time comes, then my shoe, the number doesn't change. It is same. My dress, whatever I am wearing, this number is also the same. Does it mean that I am not growing? So my visible growth has come to a level where it does not need to grow, but my growth is coming here. So intellectually, I am becoming more and more mature. So it means that internal realization is changing, is increasing, and so in this way I become my own teacher as well. Others also teach me, but in a school, just like when we are studying in a school, we study in college, we study in university, not that somebody else is all the time helping me. I am also helping myself. So in the same way, this is university, and so gradual change takes place.
Baba talks a lot about honesty, and I think what you've touched about becoming a teacher for myself, so taking them early, seeing what needs to be changed and make sure that I do something about it. What have you noticed in difference with the West? Baba says that we're honest, is it in that aspect? Because there's also when you listen to them early and you see the things that are going wrong, and I think we have the propensity of seeing where we go wrong and the vices that we have and the defects that we have. But is there also in honesty the aspect of deep self-respect and taking all the sweetness and take it in and saying, yes, I can become a king. Yes, I can become free from all vices and all defects. Is there that aspect also in the honesty that Baba is talking about?
See, it's a certain... when we are recognizing ourselves, this honesty is a question, what my aim is, what I want to study, what I want to become. Baba is giving aim to everyone to become perfect. The aim and object for everyone is to become karmatit, we call it, and free from karmic accounts, becoming elevated, perform elevated actions, create inspiring actions, learn to be honest to whatever actions you are doing. It's ego does not come with it. So honesty is actually checking with the self that what is my intention. Honesty is also connected with intention. Honesty is also connected with the being honest to Baba. If something is wrong, I immediately tell Baba. It's not that okay, or I immediately speak to the seniors. The honesty, it is also connected that the level that Baba wants me from morning till evening, the efforts that Baba says. So I'm really paying attention to it. There we are, here we have enthusiasm, or we are, and we believe I should obey Baba's directions, but honestly, is it really, I'm honest that I pay attention?
But the other aspect of...
I am putting pressure to myself. Mm. This is also sometimes...
I think we tend to do that. And yes. I'm not saying that we're completely honest.
Mm.
But I think there's an effort towards that aspect. Mm. But is there a propensity at one point to say, I don't think I can become a golden age king. I might just become a silver age servant and that will be fine. Do you see what I mean? Is that because Baba's honestly saying to everyone, Baba would not lie to us, and
no.
He gives the aim to everyone. But at one point we become, maybe it's another aspect of
yes.
disheartenment that comes with carelessness.
Or maybe it's my capacity. It means that honesty, that my capacity, what I see in myself, is not there. And so it means I am honest that I cannot become.
Mm.
But in fact, that is future. What I can become is not at the moment, it's not connected. According to my... It's the aim of becoming golden aged king or queen, but it is honesty is what is my stage now. Now my own dharana is my self-sovereignty. Future king or whatever, all will be royal, all will be spiritual, all will be divine virtuous. So at the... this moment when it is honesty, it means that I am present time. I am really enjoying. I am self-sovereign. Baba's measurement, what is sometimes very innocent ones, Baba says, those who are not so clever, are not so visible, making effort, are not on the field in front of everyone, they are incognito, so they are not known to anyone, and yet they become kings, and they themselves do not know that they will become. So it is innocence, is also honesty. But here sometimes I think I am honest because it's a very high study, and at this moment of time my stage is not so good, and so I compare, because present time my stage is not good and I will not be so great. But it is still I'm studying now. Why should I say I will not become? It's a school, no? In a school I am studying, and I'm studying until the last breath of my life I have to study. Anytime I can take a big jump. So honesty in this way, that I don't become egocentric. I don't compare myself, my progress with others. I don't, because sometimes we are very good in good some certain things, then we begin to compare our speciality with the weakness of others. So it means that I am not honest in this aspect. I immediately receive that I have achieved everything now. Honesty is that at the moment no status. At the moment is a study, and one does not know when the test will come. We do not know, just like sometimes suddenly the physical health, sometimes karmic sanskaras, conflict with the nature of others, sometimes it is situations, problems, natural calamities, different times, mind, body, wealth, relationships, situations, internal or external. So I am not able to handle now, I'm honest in this way. But I am also studying that what I have not conquered now, I have learnt it. I am honest that I did not use these qualities. And it means I have to learn it. So honesty in this way, not that I am honest that I am not able to do it. I am not able to do it does not mean that forever I will not be able to practice it. Forever I will not be able to pass. One time I have gone wrong, so I have learnt that this was wrong, does not mean that it is destined that every time I will do wrong. Next time I have learnt it is wrong, I am progressing, I will do better next time. So this is also honesty with the self. Otherwise I am blocking myself. So I have to create enthusiasm and generate self-respect in myself. I am honest that I am not capable. My speciality is different than others. Some are good in one subject, others are another good subject, some are very good in one area, because Baba's machinery works in a very unlimited way. And some are better in one area, others are better in another area. So I am honest that I am not as good as others. But I am also honest that I can develop in my area, not with comparison, but what my speciality is, I can pay attention to it. This is also honesty in this.
So we've talked about listening with attention, with interest, being honest with ourselves. Now, what are your tips to digest it properly? And what does it feel like when you feel you've digested a point or a murti very well?
Yeah, it is actually, it takes time, digestion, just like lochic system in our digestion system. We eat many hours, it takes really to change into blood, and that is called digested. So it is also, means we need to deeply think, enjoy it first. Because this digestion is interest, enjoying it, revising insight, appreciating Baba, using at the time when, for example, that day some situation has come. Oh, Baba said this, I need to use this point. So it means I am churning, I am giving importance to the knowledge, I am appreciating what I have achieved, I am careful that what Baba treasure has given, it is for me now, a situation will come where it would be useful. That's called chewing, digestion, like inculcate, imbibe, you take it in, whatever is, what is in Murli on a piece of paper, that is on my heart. And so it's worth printing it, one aspect, second aspect, third aspect of Murli. Digestion is connected with the chewing, like the physical food. One time, Baba took us to show the, in early days when a group will come, Baba will take them, give them round himself, where the store is, where kitchen is, where children eat. He himself will give a tour of Pandav Bhavan. And there was a place where we have Pandav Bhavan, big kitchen. There were some cows, two cows actually. At that day there were two cows only. And so Baba saw these two cows. One cow was sitting, other was standing. And this brother, Shiv Kumar, which is in Pandav Bhavan, he was a young boy at that time and had come from a village, and he was looking after, taking care of the cows, giving food or whatever care was needed. And Baba told him, give him, this child, give some special salt or whatever to this cow, she's sick. I said to myself, is Baba doctor of the cows as well, the animal also? How does Baba know that the cow is sick? Both are comfortable, says one is standing, other is sitting. So I did not ask the question, but just kept the question with this curiosity, how does Baba know? The next day in the class, Baba spoke about the churning, digesting the knowledge Baba gives. Baba says that Baba gives the grass of knowledge, and fresh grass every day, powerful food for the children. And if you do not chew and churn, you will become sick like the cow. Even cow has a wisdom to chew it and digest. And if not, then you needed to give a special treatment. So you need to pay attention to yourself, enjoy yourself, appreciate Baba's Murli, talk to Baba, have conversation with him. So there are different methods, you know. So then in this way you will be, you bring enthusiasm in yourself, create enthusiasm, sing the praise of your fortune. So it is just like enjoying the Murli more and more. So might be because you have not, sometimes we are not able to appreciate this point because we don't understand the importance of it. We don't realize how great, how fortunate we are because we are getting it every day. Every day in abundance, so much food. And then sometimes then we are thinking, oh, Baba says, don't, every point of Murli is jewel and you should not, you should keep it value and you should imbibe it. Then we make it too heavy for ourselves as well. there's not a balance actually, there's not a realization that the whole food will not be digested the same day. And the whole murli is not that I can digest one day the same murli. The murli is food cooked for now more than 900,000 Baba's children. A big pot is cooked. So in your house, a big pot is cooked for the food, for the family. You will eat what is on your plate. You would not eat the whole food, the whole pot. Sometimes you think that, oh, the first part of the murli I remember, that's good, but in between I forgot, the last point I forgot, I just remember only the blessings. So whatever is interested, whatever touched me, I give importance to that and have intoxication of that. So I need to also make myself understand, so then I don't lose the enthusiasm and have the importance of the murli, but not becoming careless as well. For example, okay, now I cannot imbibe the whole murli. It is like a big food for 900,000. Now, it depends me how I take it. I can become careless in it, or I can become more sensible, mature, to take 1, 2, 3 points every day and digest myself. Or I can create the creativity, entertaining way of a good student, like a good student, some points for dharana, some points for knowledge, some points for service. So because Baba is teaching every day 4 subjects, so might be that I have not yet that enthusiasm of service, because I cannot, I don't have that capacity, or I don't have that experience, or I don't have that much time to do service. Baba is giving many directions. It's okay. But there are other 3 subjects. So I take one of from them. Dharana is always there for everyone, but it is particular for me. So this one subject I take. Other subject, it is yoga for me. So some point from every day's murli, but it is good to write all these 4 points, because sometime it will be useful. If I am not able to do service, but I can speak about it, that Baba is giving this method, so I can share it with others. I cannot do it, but perhaps this is Baba's direction, and we put it into action, enthusiasm is there, power is there. So this is how I believe that when Baba is speaking and giving directions for dharana, for service, for method of yoga, at that time it is just like the wind blowing, pushing us. So when wind is blowing in a particular direction behind, you are cycling, no? You don't have to use your legs so much. Pedal, you don't have to. Just it's automatically moving faster. Even the plane, the tailwind reaches faster before time. So when Baba is giving directions, at that time there is the extra digestion power or inculcation power in it, because it's his good wishes, his vision. And the other thing, that same murli, many others would be also thinking. And then the air, this breath of happiness, the atmosphere or vibrations is in the atmosphere, and so it helps us to imbibe it. Or it is also method to share with others, communicate with each other, revise with each other. Just, okay, some are not happy to, they say, oh, I have also read. You have read, I have read. It's okay, I don't revise that one. But then, ask them what you have read, what you have enjoyed. So it is means learning. It is also churning. Learning, aim of learning is also churning. Earning, it's earning. I have to earn something, so I have to share with others. Have does not mean that I force, but for my own benefit. So you invent your own methods, different methods, and either sharing with others, either meditating on that particular point, or having conversation with Baba, or appreciating, or reading the Murli again. Because it is not, it is true, not whole Murli is remembered. It's just putting pressure on the self that, oh, I cannot remember the whole page or whole, but remember few points. It's enough. But paying attention to it.
I've got many more questions, but one thing I want to mention at this point is tomorrow, because it's holy, in the morning there won't be a class, but the team has prepared a sheet to help us dive into the day's Murli, so we'll be able to practice all the methods that you mentioned. To close, I would like to just ask kind of a different question, and it's connected a little bit with that feeling that we have that the whole family on a particular day is studying the same lesson. There is an energy about it, and when we read the day's Murli, it's not the same as reading yesterday's Murli. It is not the same. So it's about maybe the music. You know, we say a song is the words and the music. So when we come to class, and if by any chance we don't remember many words, we still were there for the music. Is that also very beneficial for the soul?
Very beneficial, because it helps to generate the energy within ourselves. Reading at home, it's a subconscious mind becomes careless. Consciously also sometimes become careless. Reading at home, okay, I have Murli, read 5 lines, oh, I'm thirsty, just drink water. Okay, 10 lines more, I can make a cup of tea, and I drink a cup of tea. A phone call came, I attended. Is the concentration there? And though I know I read whole Murli, but I did not read whole Murli really with the same flow. It's a blockage in between. Though I am honest that I read Murli, and I am very faithful to Baba, that whole Murli, I never missed the Murli. But then I created, it is just like the, I put something on the fire, cake, I bake cake, I made it right temperature, then I put it little bit down, then I little bit more, then I put it down. What would be my cake or my potatoes? It's there in the oven, and it is, I have to switch it off, and then I put it on. Instead of baking my potatoes, it will become stone.
It's probably not going to rise, the cake.
So same as this happen, our, we read, but still we don't transform. We are not able to bring that taste of the Murli.
But that's a question of attention.
Yeah.
Let's say that maybe, and we just have 1 minute for this, when you were listening to Baba directly,
yeah,
in Madhuban, and you were listening to the Murli, and you understood the context of the Murli and everything, and Baba might have been interactive, there was much more than the words, there was everything. And I think we feel it when we're in a gathering and we're listening to the Murli together, there's much more than just the words.
Yes.
So there's a feeling, there's something that happens, and we come out of the Murli room, and we sometimes feel the contrast, and especially if we have to go out in the world, then we definitely feel the energy that was built up in the Murli room. So it's about this that I wanted you to mention.
Yeah. And also in the class, it is just like when I'm reading Murli myself. Of course, I have love. I know some situation came, okay, I had to answer the phone or what, right? or I really, I'm sleepy and I can have make a cup of tea, so to be honest, I'm reading because I don't want to sleep, you know, I read it. But I am just, it is just like a one wood is burning and it is fire. But when in a class, it's a bhatti. One wood is burning, there is heat. Two wood are burning, little bit more fire. 20 wood, piece of wood are burning. It's the whole atmosphere changes. So we are able to absorb the enthusiasm created by others. So it is, this is Curtis being present in the class is service for myself, and my presence of the class is service for others. So I am doing incognito service and I am also receiving support from others. So it's a help in this way. Mm. And also the enthusiasm makes you feel that so many lovers of God, and here this Murli is love letter. And it's very interesting, this is love letter and it is no incognito thing in it. All beloveds are hearing this music of the beloved. All brides are listening and each one feels so great. And so it is, you create more enthusiasm for your own self. So for me it is, it's a, and this is wonderful that when I others are progressing, it is great joy. You actually develop your qualities. You are able to see good wishes in yourself. You are able to see the enthusiasm in others and joy of your own self. So for me, it's always good to dance together, sing together, play together. It only becomes easy to imbibe, easy to understand, easy to share with each other.
Well, Suresh Didi, thank you very much.
There is a signal.
It's, yeah. Thank you very much.
Wow, thank you both. Wasn't that amazing? We give them a big applause. You know, what an intellect, the way that she churns the Murli, to think of the snake and the poison and the water and all the medicine, all those amazing analogies and images. So thank you so much, Suresh Didi, and also Isabel. Thank you for bringing that out. It's wonderful.
It is my pleasure. It was just now started the
you could feel the motor.
The flow has started. So luckily we have you here for a few more days, so we really want to catch you for a few more sessions. But we especially wanted, because the Gyan Sarovar brothers and sisters will also join us, so we wanted to have meditation together with them tonight.